Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Focus on feeling the breath in the different parts of the body. Sometimes we say to watch the breath, and it's, in a way, it's an unfortunate image. Because it sounds like you're in one part of the body, watching the breath in another part of the body. But actually, the breath is all around you. That's breath flowing around your skull, flowing in your neck, in all the parts of the body. And your awareness should be in all parts of the body, too. So they're there together. It's just that we're grounding your awareness in the breath so it can step outside of its thoughts. We tend to live in our thoughts so much. We keep creating little worlds of thoughts and then go into them. They float around for a while. Then like a bubble, they burst and plop us down someplace else. And then we think of another thought bubble and get into that and follow that wherever it goes. We have to learn to see this process. Instead of being in the thought, learn how to step outside of the thought. And ask yourself, if I follow through with this thought, where is it going to take me? And where is it coming from? When you can step outside of your thoughts like this, then you can get some control over them. Otherwise, they take over. You're living in them. They have power over you. Even though you created them, they assume power. Because it's a kind of karma. Once you do something, then the results come back at you. Once the action is done, you can't undo the action, and then the results, from that point on, are beyond your control. So look at this initial point where you think up a thought and then think about going into it and say, do you really want to go there? You need to be able to step outside of this, because otherwise you get addicted to these thinking patterns without really understanding where they're coming from, where they're going. We wander around aimlessly. As the Buddha said, you want to have your mind rightly directed. You have a clear sense of where you are, what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. And then you look at the thoughts that come up. Are they helping you or are they getting in the way? If they're getting in the way, why bother? Because we have so little time here. Even if we live to be 100, it's still very short. And when you have 100 years, it's not like you have all 100 years there gathered together so you can watch over them. As you get older, they begin to disappear. You're not left with much at all. So given that we have so little time, be careful about how you spend your time and your thinking. Think only the thoughts that are really useful. Let go of the ones that are not. And having the breath as a place to stand allows you to not be so hungry to go into the thoughts that seem appealing. Because sometimes their appeal turns out to be part of their drawbacks. There's a passage where the Sariputta is teaching another monk. He points out to him that, suppose it's a case there's someone who wants to kill a king. So he gets himself in the king's service. And he was a really good servant for the king. Getting up before the king, going to bed after the king, doing whatever the king tells him to do. The king gets complacent, thinks this is someone he can trust. And finally, when the servant sees him one-on-one, he can kill him. And the Sariputta says, even when he was being a good servant, he was still a murderer, planning to be a murderer. In the same way, the allure of our thoughts is hiding the fact that they're going to lead us to trouble if we're not careful. So even the allure has its dangers. So learn how to step outside of your thoughts and choose very carefully which thoughts you want to follow and which thoughts are not worth following. It's in that way that you keep yourself safe. And you can stay in the direction that you really want to go, which is to the end of suffering.